Every conversation.
Once again, baby, making popular with Keisha Carper, aka to us down like me. Don't drop your ID on set. Reality Tape, man.
What's poppin'? It's your girl Frankie Lou, First Lady of TC, and I'm checking in with Reality Tape.
Yeah. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?
Welcome back, season 4 of the Reality Table. It's your hostess with the mostest, Big Lex, and I got my two co-hosts, Mr. Stevie Bax and Mr. Shannon Brown.
Shannon.
How y'all doing today?
Great. Excellent. Excellent. Actually, ready to get this thing going.
Oh, yeah. Peace and power. We got some good energy in the building today. It's up.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Lex?
I'm doing, excellent. That's I'm really on 10 right now.
That's what we need. That's what we like. Tell us about the amazing people we got in the building.
Of course, man. You know, we had to say them for last. We're going to start on the end because he been having me laugh all day.
I ain't doing that.
Scam Like Lee himself.
Yes, man. Hey, man, you back here popping with the Peachtree Prophet, a.k.a. the boy Scam Like Lee. Don't drop your ID, man. You got to hibachi that thing, you feel me?
I
love it.
And we have our very special talented guest, Ms. Frankie Lou, first woman of TCE.
Hey.
First lady checking in.
So look, I low-key switched the topic while we was eating because there was a lot going on with that topic. So the topic tonight is submissive.
Submissive.
Get your ass in that kitchen, I reckon. I just glad I'm glad.
Better say yes, sir, motherfucker. No, sir.
What does submissive mean to you?
Just, you know, a lady, man, like, you know what I mean? I shouldn't even have to ask you to do nothing. Just certain things the lady know, you know what I mean? Her job, you know what I mean? Just like a man know, I got to provide. I got to go out here, kill this mule. I got to go out here, chase these goddamn wolf, these hyenas, these coyotes away from the chickens and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know to do that. So goddamn, they need to know how to goddamn cook a pie from scratch. You know what I'm saying? Scratch cornbread. You feel me?
All that.
Gravy. Oh, you don't need to go to the store and get no jar gravy.
No, I want
that
anyway. You want anyway gravy. Anyway.
Milk that shit like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like you trying to bring back a nine. You know what I'm saying? So that's just all to me, you know, soft. You know what I mean? Just soft feminine shit like. So I think women be thinking like submissive mean a nigga just come in the kitchen, hit your ass across the back, like, where them biscuits, hoe? Like, it ain't that. It's just, you know what I mean? Submit to authority, man. That's all it is, man.
That's your final answer?
Yeah, like, you know, just, you know, not like a woman, a lady.
Okay.
I ain't got to tell you how to do that.
Yeah.
Slightly.
What you say?
Slight. What you mean? What I said wrong?
Extra. No, you just on. You a lot.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, just listen to your nigga. Like, when he say some shit, I'm just dismissive. And as long as he can lead, it really, I can't just listen to any nigga, but like the right thing.
So what dictates that? Like, whether you know if he the right or wrong nigga?
Oh, because if I'm going to cuss you out and tell you to shut the fuck up and you can't, then you're not him. You'll know for me.
Oh, you like to get choked and all that.
No. I'm just saying, if I can be disrespectful to a nigga, I will be disrespectful, then I know that's not the type of nigga.
That's what she's saying.
I'm saying, fuck you. Like, I'm really not that.
Right.
Intense.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But if you can get me to really, like, check myself and I'm like, no, what? Actually, I gotta be a lady. Then, yeah.
Do you think your femininity comes out when you are around divine masculine energy? Does that put you in a feminine state? Or do you think you already come up with femininity?
He's definitely bringing it up. For sure. I grew up a tomboy, like all the niggas all the time playing ball, playing football, all the shit. So like I was just one of the niggas. So a nigga gotta like give me that energy to make me be like, hey,
I got a question. So if you went on a date with a nigga and he came in a feminine as hell, twisting every...
Okay.
But yeah, she probably wouldn't even go on no date with nobody that's on that anyway.
I say that to say the same way as a man. Like, if I go on a date and she explained masculine trait, but pass me the kitchen.
She said like...
No, I'm saying, but girl, like, I don't come to the dates like...
Yeah, right.
What up, my nigga? Right.
But I'm just saying masculine. You know, I'm not talking about overly masculine, but it can be some slight shit, like you just masculine, period. Like, I ain't gonna want a second date. I'm cool.
That could be smooth.
I mean, by the time you get to the date, date part though, you already know it before you pull the trigger, unless you on some online shit. Yeah.
Atlanta, boy, I meet a bitch in flow next day. What's up? Shot, you trying to go goddamn? Let's see what's going. Like next day, like I'm quick. Like bye. What's up, baby? Like what we doing? Man, like,
you ain't outside. You side out.
Yeah.
That boy side out, man.
What's it mean to you?
I just think it's a like I always say, it ain't no push and pull. It's a real flow. We here not to enforce you, we here to empower you. Uh-huh. So if it's an empowerment situation, she gonna always be in alignment. But I think when a woman don't feel secure in her situation, she pulled the strap out, you know? And I think when men are not divinely in who they are or convicted in who they are, then they can't show that to get that out of a woman. Mm-hmm. They can't show that masculine energy to pull that out of her or to put her in a space where she's comfortable and secure to just show everything that she want to be. I think a lot of women don't show it because they probably given it to the wrong man before, and now they got the turtle shell mentality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I call it a turtle shell because it's like you hard on the outside, you soft on the inside, but you ain't going to stick your neck out for your people because you done did it before and got burned. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, That's what I call it.
Boy, that's a metaphor for your ass, boy. Hey, boy, hey. You ain't gonna stick your neck out.
I don't play no motherfucking game, it, bro. Boy, at all.
Stick that neck out over for your ass, boy. But okay, I like that. But I say this, right? Like with a woman, like you said, she'll give it to one nigga and then boom. But with me, if a bitch fuck us over, we still expecting to go into the next relationship no matter what and provide.
I every nigga do that, though.
Yeah. I'm saying that nigga.
Looking for that submissiveness.
Yeah. Though. Like, we got to provide regardless, no matter what. You see what I'm saying? Like, the next relationship, if a bitch fuck us over and take advantage of us, we still got to go into the next relationship and we're expecting to build her up and goddamn, you know what I mean, empower her. Facts.
First of all, I don't know about building her up, because a lot of times it'd be a lot of women building the men up.
Man, that's rare. Listen, y'all don't.
We're not in a rare state.
Y'all don't like them.
We're not in a rare state. This is 2025/26.
I'm not talking for me, because I definitely don't. But I know bitches that build up niggas constantly.
But get what? Let's keep it honest. How they look? How them women look? That's what I'm saying. How them women look?
Like they build up niggas.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why they have to do that. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like if you ain't no sought after woman having to do that.
That's
what I'm saying. So you're settling. You're saying that you. So I'm saying, if you go get a nigga, you got to build up. You know something wrong with that.
But no, what I'm saying is, there's nothing wrong with doing that. As long as y'all are in alignment. Like, your partner is whoever your partner is. That's that you choose to be in that partnership. So when somebody asks me what submissive means, it's partnership. It's a teammate. You can be a good teammate, we can rock. But I'm not here to judge and pick and pull what you ain't got, what I have. Cause then we already dead from first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think submissive is partnership and more so just communicating what does that mean? Cause if you want somebody to do something, they respect you enough, they're gonna do it anyway. You ain't got to be too submissive to listen, right or wrong.
No, that's real.
Yeah.
I think that's real. What you think?
I feel like submissiveness is just doing what I ask you to do, point blank, period. I ain't going to lead you the wrong way. I ain't going to steer you the wrong way. Just do what I ask you to do, and we gonna get along great.
Because at the end of the day, it's about authority, submitting to authority.
Mm.
It's respect, too, though. You got to respect the person.
Yeah.
You gotta respect them. You're not going to listen to them.
You ain't going to give them authority if you don't respect them. Yeah. And respect is...
Respect come with the submissiveness.
But see, just hearing y'all talk, you said authority, you said respect. I wouldn't care if it was a man or a woman. Like, I'm just saying, hypothetically, if you're talking to somebody and you respect them... No. No. I wouldn't care if it was a man or a woman, but I'm saying, like, I don't look at if someone's a male or a female. I just hear how you talk to me, your tone when you talk to me. I could care if you was a trans. If you respect me, I respect you. So it don't matter what your situation is. I just feel like, you know, people can, they have their versions of what submit means, but they really don't know what submit means until it's time to submit. You know, it's like you question what the fuck did you agree to?
Mm-hmm. But my issue is, women go to work and submit to their boss. but have a hard time submitting to their man.
It depends on which boss you work for.
Well, my bosses have to get checked. So I'm going to submit. Bitch, you want me to work for you? You better get it together. I feel like jobs is both ways. It depends on the bitch. It depends on the job, too. I get it. But submitting to a nigga is different. Like, you
submit. No, it's authority. Like, if you submit to your boss, what's the difference to submit to a nigga that's supposed to go, if he hear loud noise, he got to go face a threat that might end his whole life, fuck him up, nigga might get injured, never be the same.
Period.
What you mean?
And that's like saying it's your job to be submissive.
Exactly.
Then.
I definitely, yes, daddy, what you want? Anything you need. What you mean? You want to say my gun now, Story? I got you. You want to come on?
Both ways, though.
I'm doing all of that.
Both ways.
It's got to be that ending. It just can't be.
Your name can't be Timothy. It got to be Himothy. Yeah.
Himothy. It just can't.
Yeah, I got you. It
can't just be just because you're a man. Like, I'm a lot of bitch names. Like,
that part, see?
So
how do y'all feel about you attracting who you are? So if you attracting fuck niggas, then what that make you?
Oh,
if you attracting
getting taken advantage.
If you attracting crazy bitches, you got to be like, damn, I must be crazy too.
Yeah,
that's what I be trying to say, man. It's like if you look at the big picture, when you start really looking at it, everything that happens in your life is a reflection of who you are in your mind and what you think. Mm-hmm. So you, as a man, thinking, so is he. Mm. So if you continue to attract that energy, then that's what's going to become your
I ain't no slick because I attract slick. I'm not no slick. I'm not no slick, Mike.
When you're looking in the mirror, you can't change the mirror. It ain't the mirror fault. It's your fault.
I'm saying, though, like, come on. Like, at the end of the day, man, you know, everybody wants somebody, you know what I mean? I feel like you got to, it's like a sacrifice, man. Like, if you want a bit to goddamn, you know what I mean, go in, then you might have to, see what I'm saying? Because just honestly, like, a woman that, like, how can I put this? If she got, like, a lot of sexual fetishes and, you know what I mean, she up through the freak that, then more likely she done been fucked with and it's some type of trauma in her head so she can go that extra level. I'm saying, though, like, let's be for real. Like, most, like, it ain't no accident. Most dancers and most strippers and shit that been molested to come from backgrounds like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and why you think niggas in there? You know what I'm saying?
Like, just because you're a stripper, don't mean you're a freak.
No, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about it's certain bitches that do certain shit. Like, niggas won't be choking bitches and spitting on them and all that. They just had a, you know what I mean? So I'm happy. You ain't just, well, where did you get that from? You ain't just wake up and say, hey, I want to get you spit on.
Your imagination is your God. So the images that you have in your head and in your mind, that's your God. Mm-hmm. So if you got an image of, like, you want a nigga to slut you out, like, it's women right now that go to Dubai and get paid six figures for a nigga to shit on them. And then they'll turn around and they'll get paid to eat shit. No, dead ass, this is real shit, y'all.
I know.
But But this is why I always say the bigger the check, the lower the standards. The bigger the check for most, I'm talking about, this ain't just about men and women, it's talking about with anybody. You got a lot of niggas who do anything for money. And so if you chasing paper instead of purpose, then I know you can be bought.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around nobody that can be bought, homie, because then you'll try to fuck over me.
Yeah. Eventually.
That part, because that means somebody can buy you. So I always look at it like, anybody who you are attracted to, you got to do the inventory of seeing why you attracted to them. Yeah. And if they got trauma, then that's a trauma that you got to put and look in as a mirror of yourself. What trauma are you attracted to?
If you're going to submit to me, though, like, I take on whatever it is that you want me to do, as long as you're going to submit to me, you know what I mean? But if I'm taking on your issues, but then you still doing what you're doing, like being, you know, disrespectful, whatever it is, I can't deal with that, though. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind taking on them issues. It's whatever.
And I agree. See, I feel like that. Like your price of to me is I'm going to take care of everything. You ain't got to have nothing. Like, I don't, like, my woman ain't got to work. See what I'm saying? But it's going to be shit I want done. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like it's an even trade. Like, I'm going to take care of everything. But goddamn, hey, man, motherfucker, ass ain't going to cook itself, y'all. Get your ass in to make that bacon sandwich.
You don't believe in cooking for your girl, too?
cooking. I'll get somebody to cook, but I ain't just no cooking type of nigga. Like, I mean, I might fry a little burger or something. Like, you want a burger? You want a burger?
She say she hungry and ask you to
cook. You fry that motherfucker, want a burger? Nah, nah. I'm talking, I'm a country nigga. I can cook for real. So, yeah, I ain't tripping, but shit. I can cook, but man, like, I don't fix my own shit. Like, I don't get somebody else, you know what I'm saying? So,
what if she said she wants something to eat? If she said, would you make me something to eat? You gonna cook for her?
She gonna get something to eat. Ain't that an important thing? Whether I made it or not, ain't important.
It.
If she upstairs asleep and she don't never hear the goddamn doorbell ring, then I just get you something to eat. So I'm saying, your needs are met. It don't matter. I met the motherfuckers, they met.
So let me ask you though, cause you talking from a perspective of, to me, of a man that's up at all times. And we already know that life brings ups and downs.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So like, as a person who done seen money playing pro football and everything, and off, as a person who done been in the trenches of like, damn man, my fucking house got foreclosed on.
Fact.
So in the ebbs and flows of that, then you not a provider physically no more.
Yeah, for sure.
Now she got to kick in and be like, she might have to build you up in that space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you was talking about.
That's why I said nothing's wrong with that. And then, first of all, I'm just straightforward. You tell me what it is first quarter, like right when we meet, then I'm in. I'm sold. Even that's why I said sometimes over, what was I saying? Sometimes oversharing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always get fucked over. Because my thing is, if I'm fucking with you, I'm fucking with you till the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what's going on, you just got to be honest with me and let me know what I'm getting into, what I'm walking in, whatever. To me, that ain't that hard. But that ain't that hard for someone like me who's played sports and I knew what it took just to be a part of a team. You know, that's why I said partnership.
But I think it's harder as a man, you know what I'm saying? Because like he said, like, when a man ain't up, he ain't the same man, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of men ain't going to come to you and tell that, hey, I'm broke.
Yeah, but it also depends on the bitch you get, too. Because if you get a bitch that just want to be around just because you got money, you took care of the bills, you did all that shit, and then when you down, the bitch is ready to go hop on the next dick because he got money.
But
you don't. That's what the disconnect is. You need the shorty to hold you down when you down. No, regardless, you need it.
Yeah, I know that. I know you need it, but what man knows he got that? But this is what I'm saying. You never know. Like, you never fully know anybody.
I know bitches.
No, you don't know. Listen, at the end of the day.
Me too. I just.
Know niggas, but, though. Like, I'm saying, I know bitches.
But I learned my discernment. I just put my discernment to a place where I can tell somebody genuine.
Yeah.
For real. And if you genuine with me, I'm always be genuine anyway.
Right.
But if you're genuine with me, I know I read that very well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for me to be all the way 1K because I know that my bank account don't substantiate who I am.
Exactly.
You know, a nigga have a lot of money in the bank, but be broke in the spirit.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's a lot of people like that in the world. That's real.
Yeah.
So that's why I say the bigger the check, the lower the standards.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, if it's all about that, then what we talking about anyway? Like if we want to talk about relationships and submission and all this and all, if it's all about how much money I can get, then I can buy you just like I can buy her.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said all money ain't good money. And I'd rather take somebody who working on something than somebody who got money and fucked up in the brain. We don't really even get along like that. I'm just here to be here. Like,
well, I'm saying like most men reality is I love is transaction. You know what I'm saying? Like most men know this. Like, it's contingent on what we can do and provide. And, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't, so with men, like, we understand the every influence of shit. Like, we're willing to pay for what we want if we have to, because we understand this is what it is for us. Mm-hmm. Like, all our life, we had to do this. We got to ask you on dates. We got to ask you to prom. So we get rejected more than y'all. You know what I'm saying? So rejection is a real thing in our mind. So before a nigga come to you and tell you he's broke, niggas and I already got tricked like this before. Like, a bitch might tell, hey, if you got a bitch, just tell me the truth. I might fuck with it. And nigga be like, okay, I got a bitch. Boy, you got me fucked up.
The truth is better because when you finally meet that one bitch, they be like, I don't give a fuck if you got a bitch.
Right.
You
there you are.
But this is the thing, though. You got to think about, like, we in a world where people got shit called egos.
And there's 8.8 people in this world. If a bitch don't fuck with you because you said you got some strong people movement.
But you only talk about a small percentage of men that think in abundance, that know, like, okay, I walk up to a group of girls, it's three of them. I try to holler at one, she don't go. I know the other ones ain't gonna go, but just to make a point, I'm gonna try to holler at another one, like, fuck y'all. What's up with you? Like, come on. So I'm saying it's only a small percent of men that do that. Like, most men feel like
Right, it's not but abundant, the man so that came to me and one. My two homegirls and went there, bruh, please don't think
you got a chance. Yeah, you was about to be
But no, this is what I'm saying. I already know I don't. I already made, first off, I already made a choice. So the one that didn't choose me didn't choose me. So I know they off the table. They gonna try to be beholden to their homegirl. Like, you got me fucked up. You know, I can slide back in that gram and them bitches go line. Like, yeah. See what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm just saying that to make a point. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you think because it's like, if a woman is beautiful, pretty, bad, whatever you want to call it, most men ain't even going to try to, what? Nah, I seen men that try to run down on women. That's how they lead.
Right. Oh my God, the office.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Girl, what the?
Right. Like, bro, you know better. But I mean, I done had a couple of retributions run up on me, like thinking shit. She's sweet. I mean, look, I'm gonna let her die easy. I ain't no asshole, you know what I'm saying? But I put a hole in your ass, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. Nah, man, just chill.
You gotta let
them down nicely.
Yeah, that's not it.
But my point I'm saying is, but on a certain caliber of woman, she's only gonna even be attracted to a certain caliber of man, right?
Right.
So by the time you get to this place where y'all communicating and you sharing information, she like you enough to do that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So now that's if you being 1K, because everybody lead with what they got the most.
Yeah.
So if you got money, you only lead with a check. If you got dick, you just lead with dick. You know, whatever. Like women do the same thing. You pushing pee. If you see a chick on the ground, she pushing pee, that's all she pushing. That's all she leading with. That's the most she got.
Yeah.
So it's like, my thing is, I just want to know is like, when you are conversing with people, do you, as a woman, I'm gonna ask you, does it matter what he's coming with economically? If he bossed up, he iced up, he dressed nice, or can you see beyond what he might be going through at the moment to see the potential in him?
I don't really like too much flashy shit anyway. Like, I don't like too pretty niggas, and I don't like too much flashy shit anyway.
Niggas is dead.
I'll let y'all, man. Man, let me go get something to drink, bro. I'll be right back, man. God damn, boy, shit over with. my bad, bro.
They like medium ugly niggas that's rich and low key.
Yeah, that'll be better for me. Super better for me. You don't gotta be too flashy. You don't gotta be all the way.
Oh, that's a good topic.
I really like personality too, because I'm a hustler, so I'm a go get it. So I'm gonna make shit. And plus, I like my nigga to be way better than me. So he's like, yeah, let me. I'm gonna get it like you get it. Nigga, like, fuck. And then one day, shit, I got this shit. Don't worry about it. I got us. But at the same time, I like a nigga's confidence. I like how a nigga think. I like, if you got a family, I need to know how you interact with your mama and how you interact with your kids or your exes, or if you got baby moms. I even like to know, like, how are y'all? Does she hate your guts? Are you suck as a dad? Like, I like to know who a nigga is. And that really attracts me more than just like, oh, you look good, or you got jewelry, you got money, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, those is plus, but like, it really be who you are, because I'm a respecter, and you definitely gotta respect me as a human, not that even part. As a woman or anything. I gotta know mentally. I just feel like that part. And I would like to know if a nigga, I would like to be deep, like looking, yeah, okay, you're going through shit, babe, blah, blah, blah. Like, I wanna be there to understand, like, I'm an ear for you. I can even lean on me. I'm there, whatever you need. So it's really more of just like who you are for a core for me. I don't really care to be the nigga with the loudest chain, my shit. I'm in the back somewhere, not paying you no mind, I promise.
Wow. Wow, I love this. I respect it. What about you, Lex, as a woman?
Same. Because like I said, money's never been a issue for me, whether you have it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try to get to know you first. And depending on how that go, and then we get a little deeper, you tell me what's going on. Okay, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk. I mean, y'all know that. I like to talk.
Well, when I was broke.
But listen. But the thing is,
I can't wait to hear
this. But listen. No, I like to talk, but I feel like too, like, understand, if I'm telling you all my business, if I'm telling you all my business, and I'm telling you people around me, then I don't tell that to everybody. I'm telling it to you.
Right.
So I understand the difference. Like, don't think this is chatty patty. I'm telling you what's going on. Hey, this is a good person to know. This motherfucker full of shit. Watch to your left. Like, you know, boom, boom, boom. Like, I'm not about to sit up here and play these games with nobody. Like, this is who I am. This is how I walk in. This is how I'm gonna leave.
Right.
Because I'm gonna be good regardless. So if we align, we align. But I think more so, it's never been about money. Now, you know, if you luck up, cool. But that ain't everybody. Not always up. So I overstand when people are down. I just don't talk about
down,
it.
Yeah. You could be up, you could be down today, tomorrow.
But I want to feel like that. I want to feel like when you are down, I want to feel how you feel, because we about to be back up.
Right.
We supposed to be a team. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to work. But let me hear your dramatic story.
Boy, count. Boy, I can get what? When I was broke and a nice guy, boy, them bitches wasn't stunning no nigga. Man, listen, man. That shit be count. Like, okay. Listen. That shit is big cap capital, man. Listen, bro. You can be the nice guy all you want. Oh, he got a good spirit. Yeah, you broke, you fucked up, bro.
Like, I feel like if a nigga's broke, he shouldn't be dating anyway. But I just feel like when people are broke, you should just be hustling.
But I don't believe that because guess what? Slaves was having fucking kids with nobody. We wouldn't be here.
That's what's happening.
But I'm saying, it don't. Yes, it was like, nigga, we're here today. This man and became who he was because his ancestors procreated. He didn't become who he, like, if they didn't do that, we wouldn't be here. I don't, whatever happened, but it don't matter. Like, I'm saying we're here today. Like, what I'm saying, if poor people didn't breed and have babies, we wouldn't be here. My parents were broke. They weren't rich. They didn't think, like, hey, if we ain't got it all, we shouldn't be dating. No, man, them folk got together. It was a team. They got together, like, Big Mama used to help goddamn granddaddy close the shop.
Yeah,
that's a team.
But I'm saying
but it went. You saying it went based on just money?
Yes.
It went based on just like what you have.
For land to the husbands, like, hey, we gonna trade you for this over here. You gonna get these lands. You gonna get this cattle. You gonna get this man, my daughter.
But them four weren't really. They didn't have that. They didn't even have that to give nobody. They didn't have shit. But that's a rare instance.
So you feel like that when you was down and you tried to holler, she.
We could just be cool. Man, listen, I'll never forget this. I had a bitch sit in the car with me, bro. I like this bitch. The bitch told me, bitch, you got four kids. So I'm slick like, G, settling for real. This bitch tell me, you can't give me what I deserve. Bitch, what you deserve? Some wink vouchers, huh? Some food stuff.
The women, though, you still gotta look at everything.
But look at, listen, she got four kids.
That time.
I need nothing.
You poor kid. You should have went to a bitch that was on her shit, and she could be like, "Don't worry, baby, I got you. While you get on your shit, you got to know the level of where you're at, mate."
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm real. So men are more realistic. If I know I'm down, why the fuck I'm gonna try to holler at Kim K? Kim K getting out of. I'm not finna. But hold on.
She might be toxic.
Because this thing, right? Women will see a rich nigga. And it's a bitch to get out of Honda and see a nigga pull up in a Wraith and expect the nigga in the Wraith to come holler at them. Like, I ain't gonna say nothing to him. He better say something to me. That's not realistic. That's not logical. Like, I'm saying, like, if I'm fucked up, but she a genuine person, I fuck with her. But this is the cold part. When I did catch my way, this bitch come back like, hey, what's up with that relationship shit? But that shit, damn, man. I see a baby like,
it's over.
She should have not, because she's not
but she for could, you, but yeah. She couldn't get grasped it. She couldn't wrap her mind around it.
Like, she definitely knew.
She definitely going to try you, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in her mind, she couldn't, like, understand why I kept carrying her, like, no, that shit over with. Like, all we can do is slap the cheek, baby, but after that is nothing.
Why do people want what they not? I think a lot of people want what they're not. You can't want a motherfucker who all the way up and you not all the way up. Like, and all the way up not meaning just money.
I'm just talking about you
a motherfucker with a six pack.
But they probably got something that you like want to aspire to be, though. You know what I'm saying? They give you that little motivation, though. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't haters, though. You know what I mean? You see somebody with a nice car, it's like, dang, what can I do to get that nice car? Instead of like, damn, yeah, man, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, okay, she on this level. Man, she might got something that I could, you know what I'm saying, I could use to get on that level, you know what I mean? Instead of just being on some hating shit like, damn, I can't get her.
But that's the thing, like, when you want somebody, I feel like it be ego, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what make it not genuine, because you're coming from a place of selfishness, trying to get to where they at, instead of, like, really genuinely fucking with somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, y'all nigga know, man, come on, boy, y'all nigga, come on, man. Crime, boy, y'all nigga athlete, man, y'all nigga would have been sold on the goddamn high thing on Django, yeah. But y'all nigga would top tier dollar. I might have been a nigga goddamn cooking biscuits or something. You know what I'm saying? And praying a nigga and put that nigga over there. You know what I'm saying? So come on, man. Like, I'm just saying, like, this shit ain't genuine no more. It's like, it's too transactional. Yeah. It's like, people ain't even hiring this shit no more. Like,
no, they're not.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, like, people, women, like, this is the problem. The average woman is all on these type niggas.
It's so the internet, they be fooling.
That's why I said earlier, the average woman don't see average men. They just see the top tier men and judge all men based on these niggas. men are dogs. Men are, most men don't have the capabilities of just, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then this is the thing about it, right? So I would ask women this. If you got 1,000 niggas in your DMs, how many niggas would you really be with out of your DMs?
To none.
Mm. Most women say the same number, two, right? Now you take the successful nigga, a successful, handsome, rich nigga. He got the options that he want is in his DM, because what he want to do, he want to fuck. So the bitches that would fuck him, and he want to fuck, they're in his DM. Mm-hmm. They hard-nine the nigga color none. They hard-nine the nigga jeer. You see what I'm saying? They hard-nine the nigga in the gym. You see what I'm saying? So he's the only person that really tangibly can get the options that he want. See what I'm saying? Everybody else just in la-la land thinking they can get the shit they want.
That, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. You people want what they not.
Yeah.
And that's on the exterior side.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about... You, how you want respect and you not respectful?
Yeah.
Nigga, how you want honor and you not honorable?
Yeah.
You want a nigga that you want peace, but you ain't fucking peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody want what they not, bro. And they go both ways on the spiritual side and the tangible side. If you got somebody that has achieved a certain level of greatness in their life, you can't motherfucking expect to just walk up on that shit and think that you supposed to be on that level.
Yeah. No.
It just don't work like that. Like, to as just from athletics perspective, period, you got to think 7 million young men play high school football.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2 million, 700,000 of them go to college. Only 2,300 play in the NFL and CFL. So just off that alone, your mindset on how you had to get to all that shit,
mm-hmm.
it's a different, some chakras that you had to work through to even get there that the average person don't even know. Same here. And even college, though, even as college athletes, like to go from high school to college, that's some chakras you had to break through in discipline. Most people don't even have that type of discipline.
Right.
And so now you're going to go talk to a person that don't know what the fuck that look like. You're a straight entrepreneur, but you're going to talk to a woman and she only corporate. If she's not willing to understand what this shit look like, baby, I only eat what I kill. I don't get no motherfucking check every month coming from this shit. I might hit for 200 this month. Next month, bitch, I might hit for 2 stacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's just how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to be connected with people who know what they're getting into and reflect that.
Mm.
I think that most people just want what they're not.
But that goes back to most people ain't operating in logic. They operating in fantasy and thinking that they could just manifest that's some shit because they stopped fucking and smoking for 2 months.
Right. I'm about to go on the fast, but you the demon.
That's why ain't shit happening for you. You the demon, nigga. You can't fast the demon out of you,
bro,
the demon.
Bro, I love
you burning sage. You burning sage and you getting sick. You the demon. So a lot of motherfuckers ain't going. A lot of motherfuckers.
I'm like, bro, you are fucked up. You cannot burn that seat.
It's like, if you ain't gonna do that inner work, that outside shit don't mean.
It's always an inside job.
And this was so crazy because even with me, like when I took off on the comedy shit, nigga, I ain't asked nobody for shit. I was.
It makes sense that you're a comedian too. That makes so much
sense. You do. So I was hitting niggas that deal like, hey, what you charge? Can I pay you to do this? Can I pay you to do that? But when I got up, motherfuckers just were coming up to me asking me shit like, hey, bro, could you do this? And I'm like, huh? Like, I ain't understand it because I never had that mind for it. I always knew, like, this is a game that, nigga, you gonna have to, you know, it's give and take. So I'm willing to give to get. So most people ain't willing to put that shit in the universe to get it reciprocated because that's the first law of reciprocity. You got to give to receive.
Mm.
Most people too stingy to give a nigga shit.
That's right.
They, everybody want, give me, give me, give me. That's why a motherfucker walk over to you and be like, hey, bro, I'm trying to get in the lead, bro. What can you tell me? Like, huh?
Oh, man, I hate you like that. They be like, yeah, but I'm trying to get signed to us. I be like, bro, you know what I went through?
Right.
But because they have no concept of hard work, they think it should just be given to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The mountaintop, people think they can just land on that motherfucker.
Man.
And you got to walk up that mountain. You got to work your ass up there. And if you don't work yourself up there, you don't have enough armor to stay up there.
Because
nobody's seen you in the valley. They only see you at the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just got up there too fast, now when fiery darts coming at your ass, haters, taxes, females, you know, all kind of shit coming at your ass. Because everybody see you on the mountain. But if you don't have enough armor, you're going to get hit.
Okay.
But if you got the armor and you've sustained some shit, you pushing that boat up that mountain and then you fall down. That shit making you stronger. Now I keep going. When I get up there now, bitch, not only do I have the boulder to hide behind if I need to, bitch, I'm strong. Because I pushed this motherfucker up here. I earned this shit. And it's like that with everything, with relationships, with submission. I think submission is earned. You want a motherfucker to submit to you, nigga, you earn it. You feel me?
And that's the best thing you said today,
man. No, it's not. I got, believe me, I got some more coming. Yeah, just turn the neck. See?
Attorney, yeah, that was the shell, yeah. Sticky shit out there, and shit might get knocked down. Yeah, my boy got barred.
I say, my brother.
What he said, yeah, people be asking for submission, but nigga, for what?
But it's the same thing though with provide, y'all. Women be expecting a nigga to just straight provide. Listen, these women online saying they expect a nigga to just brrr their ass for a date. But I'm talking about, these folks expect a nigga to just shit $2,500.
What type of people you be talking to?
But I'm saying when you get to a certain status, that's what. But that's once again though, that's because that's what you attracting.
But it's also like sometimes she can be unintentional, right? Because okay, I like Jared, you know what I mean. So now it's like it's a trophy, but. When I didn't have this shit, no, nothing. So now I just told my man that I just realized, like, nigga, we can't even go out, like, to a strip club. And, like, you know how you might just go in that bitch and just want to play the bar, don't do too much. Now you can't because the expectations of when you walk in, you niggas looking like 200, 300,000.
Now, you gotta really, like, dig in yourself and have your own soul. I don't give a fuck what you
right.
look like. You gotta spend what you want to spend.
No, no, I know that. I'm not saying.
Who cares about the perception?
No, I'm saying the expectations. Not that it's, but I'm saying, like, the women are finna approach you like this. I don't give a fuck what you don't want to do or what you gonna do. Oh, they're finna come to you and you gonna have to turn 1,000 bitches down.
But you gotta think where you at. You just said the strip club. Them people own that. They there to get money.
But that's what I'm saying though. It goes both ways because get what? Like if this spot close by my house and this is the closest spot I go to get a drink and I want to relax here, I should be able to do that. If I'm still spending money in the business owner's establishment, he ain't finna come to me and tell me to get the fuck out because I ain't throwing ones. He don't give a fuck because I'm still spending money in his establishment. See what I'm saying?
Ooh, I like this. Relationship talk
is tricky.
I
like this because I've been seeing a lot of women online talking about, I wish I might go 50-50 with a nigga. He ain't no. Okay, so now I want to bring that to the flow. How do y'all feel about that?
I think it's fair.
You think 50-50 fair?
I think 50-50. I think that in order to be a partnership, it take 50-50.
Even if he make more or you make more?
I think we got to have a real conversation. I think that if I make more, let's just say we live together. Let's say we live together. If I make more, I'm paying the mortgage. If you make less, you need to just pay the utilities. Done it. So I think it just depends on the level, the situation.
The dynamic of shit.
Yeah, the situation.
Some niggas are going to tell you you're not going to do shit. Some niggas might be like, I'm going to need some help. Or something wrong, like, no, we're doing completely.
But listen, but not even just that.
I pay for you.
Oh, damn. Now that's crazy.
Like, it just depends on, like, I feel like it depends on the relationship. Like, it just depends on where y'all at. Like, it's just, I feel like that's really what it depends on, how y'all build your dynamic. I don't feel like it's just a strictly, like, I'm going to do 50-50 or I'm not going to do 50-50. I just feel like it just depends on.
It's circumstantial.
Yeah, you and your
partner. Sometimes it's going to be that person take finances out of it. You might be on 80 today and I might be on 20 and I need you to talk to me to give me back to 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Like.
What you think, bro? You think a man should pay for everything?
I don't know. Relationship talk get tricky to me, man. It get real tricky to me. I don't know. I just feel like we should have each other back regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to always reach in my pockets. You don't got to always reach in your pocket. If we go out to the movies, we go to the grocery store, wherever it is, wherever we at, the strip club. I mean, sometimes you might just want to, then next time I get it. It just ain't no, I just ain't, I don't got that mentality of 50-50. Like, if I got it, shit, you got it. If we together, you know what I'm saying? Just like if you got it, I'm supposed to have it. But that's just, you know what I mean? That's just my thought process in like marriage or relationships or whatever it is. And we in this together. If I'm taking on your responsibilities, you taking on mine, it's us against the world. You know what I'm saying? But
keeping count? Are you keeping count?
No.
Of what though? No. Like when you do something, like I buy you a Rolex, then it come right around. Now you need to buy me one.
That's tip for tap, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying keep it count.
The count because I'm gonna definitely get my niggas. Like, it's your birthday, you're gonna splurge on me, I'm gonna splurge on you. I'm definitely doing that for my nigga. But I'm not about to be like, this nigga bought me this, so yeah, I mean, I bought you the gift. I'm gonna naturally do it. Whoever's with me is never gonna have to be like, I bought that for you. That's just me.
But you know what I'm saying? Cause I done bought a bitch some shit and big car got that.
Bitches, you be fucking with
big brought me some polo socks. Like, hold on. the fuck? Some cologne? Bitch, what?
She can afford that.
I don't get no fuck, bitch. You better figure it out. No, that ain't all she can afford. No, 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 because no, listen, this I know she can afford more. Bitch, you can come get $1,000 from me to go get your maggot ass hair, to get a hair piece, not even your hair done. You can come get $400 to get a fucking bun bun on the back of your head. But when it come to me, bitch, you ain't ask me for no money. You could have been coming to me like, let me get $500, and then you got $3,000 to go get me a good gift. Huh? I am the church. Praise the Lord.
I'm just saying different women to like different environments.
Nah, that's bad.
In a bar, or maybe have you tried the library?
I done tried all walks of life. I done tried all walks of life. It's not about like when you meet them folks, it's just if you're a good person. All I'm saying is most people, you can expect a person to be a person. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but most people are just going to do what's in their best interest. They might don't mean bad, you see what I'm saying? So it's rare. So when you meet good people, you really got to hold on to them people.
No, that's true.
You don't just, I don't know why world people think it's just a whole lot of good people out here in the world and you just get to get them. And no, nigga, it's few. Like, think about all the people you grew up with in high school, how many ways, different ways. Like, y'all people separate. You see what I'm saying? So to me, you know, yeah, I'm TV count, bitch. Hey, bitch. How about you a car, bitch? You just got that.
But I'm saying, like, I feel like sometimes you can keep count on big shit, but you don't keep count on a dinner or massage, like that, you know.
But
on some man, like if we go to Dubai and on me this time, then next time, it might be cool if you do that. You know, I ain't expecting it, but I might be expecting it, but I am not expecting it. I expect nothing. I appreciate everything. But I'm saying, like, on big shit, I feel like, especially if she working. Like, if a woman working and making money, and that's really all I'm going to deal with anyway. I'm not going to deal with a woman who ain't got no motion, because we just not going to have too much in common.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I think that when you dealing with people who are on your same vibrational level, then you ain't even got to ask them for no shit like that.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be first quarter, they coming, man. So
against the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's what it is. When I get it, like, my nigga giving to me, I'm definitely giving it
back. Damn, but Steve, boy, you just made me realize something, boy. Maybe I'm going after the broke hoes because I like total control, bitch. No, you can't go nowhere, bitch. I'm playing. But I do want total. Listen, look, total.
No, bro, I feel that. I think a lot of men deal with that though. Like, they want to pay for everything and then put her in the box. But bro, that everywhere she go, a nigga finna run down on her.
Yeah, for sure.
She had the gas station at the Publix, nigga running down on that shit.
For sure.
You can't want a Bentley, nigga, and get mad at the motherfucker looking at it.
Oh yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
Just make sure I'm good out here.
Yeah,
that's all I ask. Make sure you got my back no matter where I'm at. I'm at the club, I'm at the store, I'm in the street somewhere. Just make sure I'm good out here. I'll do the same thing for you.
Oh, okay, let me ask y'all guys this, because y'all done reached a certain level of success that many men have never seen in their life, right? Seeing what you seen with the opposite sex, like, y'all done been around other superstar nigga, like, you know what I mean? So do you think, like, a regular nigga really has a chance? Like,
in the sense of what? Like,
messing
with what type of woman, though?
I mean, any type of woman. Like, me personally, being around fame and shit, I done seen a nigga wife I know go. Like, we around some celebrities.
Cold game.
She see me. Bitch, no, I be at your house with your husband. Wow. And bitch, you still went in a room with a nigga in front of me. So I'm saying, with a celebrity. So I'm saying, so when I seen that, it kind of, like, shook me, like, well, a regular nigga ain't got a chance.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, like, because a lot of women lie. She said what?
I said, regular niggas got a chance to just get cheated on. Like you just said, she went, but she still got a lot of
time. But that's what I mean.
Let me give you another perspective. I done seen what you done saw a couple times. But the type of person I am, I feel like what you don't know, most women talk about the guys that ain't doing nothing. So you could just be in the right place at the right time. You could be his homeboy best friend, and he in the lead, and you might find, or she might find him attractive, but see that he ain't worth the damn. But then the homeboy who's solid the whole time, she might gravitate towards him. And that's a real thing. It ain't always about the bag.
But get what? But he still can knock that shit down.
No, that's what you think.
No, listen. The only reason he didn't knock that shit down. No, listen. The reason she chose that homeboy, because he got too much emotion, he ain't stunning her. if he gave her any attention, boy, that shit be hit. That
no,
shit.
but you speaking from that mindset. Now let me put you in the box. You speaking. Wait. No, listen. You putting that in the mindset of a broke bitch, but it's not a lot of broke bitches out here.
A broke ain't even just money. It's broken
mindset.
Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying. Come on, man. Keep it 1K with you.
What bro saying is real, because I think, like I said earlier, the bigger the check, the lower the standards. And this ain't everybody. There's always outliers in every situation. Don't get me wrong. I can't just generalize and say every woman finna just go that they married. No, but a lot of them, I'm telling you, all you gotta do, y'all, is look on IG, homie. It ain't fake. If you a married woman, I'm gonna talk in the camera. If you a married woman, or if you got a man and that you're serious about, and if I come on into the internet and you pushing P, turn to the side, showing your ass, you can get painted.
Yeah.
Because you're asking for that attention. Why the fuck you got your ass turned around if you said you married and you got a nigga?
You happy.
Now, I just did this for me. You didn't do that for me. You did that for a nigga to run down in your DMs. That's because every woman who I know, if you want to be perceived as a wife, you're going to do wife shit. If you want to be perceived. And listen, I know this is a hard pill to swallow for my sisters, but that's just what it is.
I don't know. My nigga don't care when I post it. He be liking that shit. And I'm an artist, though. So he be like,
he got to know what he signed up for. He know what he signed up for.
He's an artist. Like, we know like shit like that. But I don't feel it. I feel like it really just depends.
Most men don't want a nigga in their game room. I'm just telling you.
He don't like nobody. He knows niggas gonna be on my DM. He know niggas gonna be on my back. He hates this shit for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's on a woman. It's my choice to make sure I respect.
Of course. I'm just saying from the perspective of, if you put a certain energy out there, you're an artist. Okay, cool. I'm talking about a woman who's corporate and you work a 9-to-5 and you on the internet and you turn around with your ass showing. So it's like you asking for a certain energy to come your way.
On the woman, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is that no different than a man taking their shirt off, showing their muscles? They asking for attention even though they married with a wife and kids. Wearing an apron, talking about some daddy's cooking. What you talking about?
Absolutely. It's the same. It is.
We not about to blow past you because she no artist. Boy, what that mean? But you telling me
I got a song that's coming out with Mo Scrappy. Hey, it's called Daddy. Actually, it's already out. We're about to shoot a music video. I gotta get super sexy in
But this. Listen, what I'm saying, that don't mean like, boy, you think them rap niggas ain't finna, you think your nigga ain't worried about, okay,
he's
listen. That's what I'm telling you. So it's like,
it's up to me. It's my type of person.
But, the man ain't never worried about his girl. That's what we're not worried about. We worried about the nigga.
You worried about the girl.
No.
The girls treated you.
No. How they treated me. Them all give me what I want. I get what I want out of it.
You know, but I'm going to tell you what I learned, Scam. I learned to not be concerned about a nigga or her. Because at the end of the day, I look at this shit like God. Nigga, God don't force you to serve him.
Yeah.
You got to goddamn either do it or you don't.
Yeah.
This shit ain't no force, bro. Yeah. You can fucking come and go. And I guarantee you somebody else can be right in this motherfucking palm immediately.
But that's
what it is.
It's up to your person. You have to be good on yourself.
But do what I'm saying, to say like a nigga ain't worried about, like, if you post a thirst trap, nigga, every nigga in your field, in that particular field, gonna be on your ass.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and then you gotta think about a nigga know, like, if a bigger artist, like, okay, Drake come in that motherfucker. Drake in your DM. What you mean? Like, shit. It's Drake.
If your DMs in there, be too bad for him. My nigga, I got a nigga. I'm with my nigga. I'm fucking on that nigga.
You had like this celebrity syndrome. Silly, really mean some shit.
To every bitch.
Yeah.
But y'all are a different caliber of woman, because y'all exposed to, y'all can see.
But there's bitches in the industry. Trust me, there's no.
But y'all, but at the end of the day, y'all ain't no goofy. So at the end of the day, a goofy woman who really is enamored with it, even if she's in it, she's gone first quarter.
It's goofy niggas at the end.
That's why you gotta know what type of chick you're dealing with.
It's in general. Yeah. And that's why I said the thirst trap go both ways.
Yeah,
if a man got his shirt off every, if I take a picture with my shirt off all the time, I'm asking for a certain energy to come my way. No question. No question. So that's the same thing.
I'll go down and nigga like,
right. Goddamn gray sweatpants, goddamn. What's up? Energy. Come on, bring it.
Energy.
Bring it. Come on. Hey, baby, what's up, baby?
Ain't nobody calling that. That boy hanging down low.
But no, I'm saying, though,
I feel like it's just the caliber of people in general. It just depends on the mentality, how they soul is, how they think.
But I ain't gonna say.
I agree.
I feel like this. It's just, I ain't gonna say it's that deep. It's just a lot of people that don't know, that never been around this shit. And when they get around it, it's too much for them to handle. And they go.
No, but that's a fact because I be around niggas too that the same thing. Like, we be out with the label and shit. You'll see other people that come around niggas and they be like, yo, this shit lit. Okay, believe it. I be like, bro, this is every fucking day. Like, right. I've seen these people all the time. And the niggas become groupies. The bitches come around. Yeah. They sucking everybody's dick. Like, they not holding back. Yeah. They got husbands at home. They got relationships. Yeah. Bitch be pregnant right now, whatever. She's hopping on it. She don't give a fuck. Like, oh, hell yeah. I got.
No, that's real. That's absolutely real.
It's real. It's really. It really depends on the person and the soul. You got to be good in yourself because even as niggas, I see niggas come around and they turn into the biggest groupies. And I be sitting there like, what the fuck is this? He's supposed to be a man.
But sometimes
like,
we got to separate the entertainment from the reality too, though. You know what I mean? And that's when a lot of people that come around can't do that. They don't know what they can't tell the difference between if a person acting or if they being for real. A lot of this stuff be show, so you gotta understand what type of person you with, what type of person you dealing with, especially when it comes to a relationship. Cause I done definitely seen married women go, chicks or relationships go. Like I done seen all of it. So it's kind of like
sometimes people that like I do know like a couple of my homegirls that be like cheating on their husbands and shit. But one of them gets beat like really bad by her husband. So I'd be like, but I told her, I'm like, bitch, you need to leave. But she just don't. And I think it's because he take care of everything. And she's just like, but she be cheating on it. And I'd be looking, I'd be like, you know what?
And he beat you like, baby, you playing with fire.
But she is though, because I told her, he gonna fucking
fuck you up. He fine.
Catch a nigga and kill you and a nigga.
Like, did y'all see the old boy from Chicago?
That's what happened to Trouble. I mean, look at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? You ducked off with somebody. And in Florida, we call men who get sour about pussy, we call them pussy niggas. Because you crabbing over some pussy, homie. And that's just showing who you are.
But once again, like I'm telling you, like, that conversation we had in the restaurant, I was saying most men haven't had sex in a year or even sex at all. So a lot of niggas don't have that abundant mindset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a real statistic. Why you looking like that? Like, where y'all getting these numbers from?
Men can only have sex with, like, who they can get. Women can go outside and be like,
that's for real.
If I was like, hey, let's fuck. A nigga gonna say, he can come up and say, if he came up to me and was like, I'm trying to fuck, a bitch is definitely gonna have
you're a creep, nigga, right. Rape by
out of here. Nigga is, if you a bitch, you got a pussy in you.
But I'm going off the fact that he said most dudes, they wait until a year. Lies.
Until a year. He said he can't get no sex within a year.
Why do you think? Why do you think?
But you're not. You're not. You're not. Yeah, you're not.
Is that a good
idea?
He's lying though.
He's not.
No,
hey, go to your gym. No, go to your gym and look at the niggas. And it's people who work out.
Yes.
Go look at a nigga in your gym and point out ones that you'll give some pussy to. It's not many of them.
Facts.
And that's just what it is.
And the niggas that are good at it, we know we're good at it. That's why we get it. See what I'm saying? That's why we don't be tripping on it. But most men, listen, bro, you got to think about it. Why you think OnlyFans make damn what? They make more money than the NBA, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you think that? You think that's an accident? Who's the biggest consumers of porn? Men, not women. Women ain't just consuming the fuck out of porn. It's men. Men buying this shit. Men goddamn, let me get your feet pics and shit.
It's married men, white men between the ages of 30 to like 45 statistically that are the ones that are getting the most OnlyFans subscriptions.
Wow.
The most,
that's wild.
And guess what? Most of them niggas ain't getting pussy because their wife ain't submitting to them niggas and giving them no fucking pussy. Submit, man. Get that man some ass, man. That man out there spending $9.99.
We better play this game called a game. So you got to pull one and pass it to your person on the left and they ask the question.
Wait, so who's answering it? Or everybody?
He got to answer it.
Oh, you got to answer it. Okay.
You get the whack one. What's one book-movie that profoundly changed your perspective?
Harlem Nights. It changed my perspective in a crazy way. Especially when dude called home and told him that he was leaving his wife and his kid for this
Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, for Sunshine. Uh-huh.
Didn't they kill Sunshine?
Nah, they didn't kill Sunshine. But Harlem Nights changed my perspective a whole lot. Just showed me how the game get played out here, especially depending on what you into, what you got going on. But Harlem Nights, one of them movies that changed my perspective about life, for sure.
Bitch, a go. Mm-hmm. A visual go.
All right. Is it acceptable to pressure your partner into sexual activities that you are uncomfortable with?
Hey, that's why we probably got to take out them choking parts. Shout out to Shannon Sharp. We got to take out the choking part. Got to edit them.
Say it again.
Is it acceptable to pressure your partner into sexual activities that they are uncomfortable with? Is it okay?
Is that called being submissive or not?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
So I'm going to give you an example. You want your boot ate, but Brian Cool.
No. Hold on. First of all, we ain't had to go there, though.
I'm just saying.
You can't do that. That's different. That's different. Hold on, let me answer that. For the most part, I think that's different. I think that.
No, that's what it's asking. Right. Anything sexually that you like, right. He don't like.
So, listen, this is how I'm going to answer that question. I typically feel like if you ask for something, you need to be give. If you give, you need to receive. If you want this, you need to be able to do the same. Now, when it comes to that particular area you just discussed, I think that's what the guy's supposed to do. That's just what I think. I don't think girls supposed to be doing it.
So, nigga, just pull eat booty. Just post it. His God-given right.
But you just said if one person do it, the other supposed to do it.
So you thought
I said I was going to answer in a certain type of way. I said that particular. Okay. I said that particular part.
For that one thing? No, man.
It's a million other things you can do, but that I don't think women supposed to be doing.
Now you gonna if a nigga.
I'm just saying. We gonna move. Here you go.
Have you ever been caught doing something and had to make up a story to explain?
Nah, I don't get caught doing shit because whoever fucking with me know who I am. Mm. And that's why I come and tell the truth at the door. So, nah, I don't get caught. I do the catching.
Okay, yeah.
Bars.
Kick that hoe. Uh-huh. I got a cool. Yeah, okay, let me see. Let me see what they got for your ass. I hope it's a juicy one.
I hope it's easy and like a book.
Right. Okay. What's the strangest thing that's happened in your romantic history?
Strange. Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty vanilla and boring. I don't know.
Can I paint it? Or I probably shit.
It went crazy as hell. What kind of, I don't know what I'm like.
What's the strange? I don't really know what's strange.
I know that kind of like, I don't know, strange. I don't know what that
like,
is.
Like, was you having sex and some strange shit happened? Like,
what?
Like you were having sex and then you got up and it was blue stains on the bed. Okay.
No. I don't know. No.
All right, pick another one. Pick another one. Yeah, give me that one.
I don't think I got
pick another one. Pick another one.
That could happen. All right, we're going to give you another one, man. That one. Have you ever had a paranormal or unexplainable experience?
Man.
Yeah, we did that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, come on, man.
I hope I get that question. But for real.
Have you had celebrity crush? Damn, what?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. You ain't never had no celebrity crush?
My boyfriend.
Who your boyfriend is?
Don P from Trouville.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, okay.
So then you got
come true. You made shit.
He wasn't my crush, but we're together, so yeah.
Say less.
See, that's cheating. No. We need celebrity crush. Like, you ain't never like Lil Bow Wow with you, but none of that.
I did like Lil Bow Wow when I was little, but like, we grown now. Like, so that's not like an answer I would say.
Damn.
All right, but what's one thing you would change about society if you could? That's solid. That's solid.
I thought niggas should be able to beat they bitch. I'm playing. I'm a comedian, dog. I gotta push the envelope. I'm playing. It's a joke. But now, for real, I think, do away with rent, man. Fuck rent, bro. Like, I think everybody need to get together and just book. Like, if everybody in Atlanta just came together and said, hey, bro, we ain't paying rent to y'all, get this shit right, I think them folks have, they can't evict everybody. But everybody got to be on board. Like everybody. Like everybody.
Hey, real shit. You just opened a real, real serious box.
Nah.
Because it's a difference between being legal and lawful. Yeah. We're gonna have a conversation about that. That's a real conversation.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? We've been moving legally and not lawfully.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Ah.
Well, guys, it's the end of this episode.
This was a good one, man.
This was exciting.
Y'all gonna keep it in there.
Some of that stuff got dude gotta get edited out. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not
getting me
counts. Y'all
see what
Shannon going through.
Yeah,
no.
Real. See, remember that nigga
scared?
He was already saying it back then.
Make it legal.
Yeah.
One phone gonna come to me, but.
So we gonna keep it in so you know. But we wanna thank our sponsors, Mr. Denson, CPA. He's in Kennesaw, Marietta. If you want to, obviously, need a CPA, contact him or contact me with the Reality Table. We also want to thank House of Elysium. This is our new home, guys, upstairs, downstairs, and on the patio. So we got big things, big events coming. And then lastly, we want to thank B. Valentine with Prince Charles 1923. It's a hot sauce. He's from Chicago. We want to thank y'all for making this happen. Miss Frankie Lou, we want to thank you for coming. Scam Like Lee, whatever you're going by this week, we want to thank y'all for coming. But tell them what you got going on. And also, the last thing, say, if you could say something to anybody to change someone's perspective of life, what would it be?
Well, I almost said something, but I already got one clippable moment. I don't want to say that. don't have sex out your booty. No. No. Hey, listen. I feel like you must teach what has been taught, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you got some tangible knowledge that can help somebody, man, get that shit away, man. That shit gonna come back. You know what I mean? You ain't always gotta get paid for shit. Give some shit to get some shit. So that's why.
Where can they find you at?
You can find me on OnlyFans. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube. All my monikers the same. Just Q Health, JustQueHth3ll, man. The boy scam.
Miss Frankie?
I say my advice is to just like be you and not worry about what other people, how other people view you, and stay true to yourself, because when you're true to yourself, you're just always walking your purpose. You can always walk in your light. And, you know, you just got to stay with your morals and stick to your grounds and not worry about what the next people are doing, what the crowd's doing, how they're feeling. Just stick to yourself. And that's my advice.
I got the same one.
Yeah, I pretty much got the same one. Stay authentically yourself, set goals, and have tunnel vision on your way to go get them. And you can find me at __Shannon__Brown__ on Instagram, man.
And you can find me at Frankie Lou with two E's, no I, on everything YouTube, all of that stuff. Watch my music videos, watch my songs, all that stuff. Yeah.
Run it up, man. I would say, damn, I forgot what I was going to say, but I just got to be authentic in the moment. Follow me on IG, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, I said Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, Stevie Bags Jr. On everything.
All things bags.
Yeah, man. I think, what's the word of the day I can leave with y'all? I'm going to drop one on y'all live, man. If you don't like your destination, change your conversation. Change the conversation in your mind. Change the conversation in your thoughts. And that will change your destination. Peace and power.
I got a word of the day, too. If you don't like your back, unbig that motherfucker. and put it in your ass, baby. If you take that big back, remove it out. I got that, huh? You'll go far.
Oh, man, he's crazy.
What you got, Flexi Lacey? Talk to us.
If I could say anything to change someone's, or hopefully somebody listens to that, it would be be cautious. Be cautious of who you keep around, why you keep them around, and just know if they're not for you, let them go. You ain't gotta waste no time. Alexia Adams 24 on Instagram, The Reality Table on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Like, follow, subscribe. Lex Enterprises, one call away to connect. Alexia's Drink the Shrink, if y'all still want it. I don't even know if I make it anymore. I'm just saying.
I want one right now. Let me buy one. Let me get one.
I gotta go find them.
Yeah, that motherfucker gone old.
That part. But we appreciate everyone for being here for show season 4 of The Reality Table, signing out.
Yes.
The shouting makes the pain with the passion. Yeah. Shout it to the trip, my ex. Yeah. She just fell in love, think it's magic. Voila. Hey. Anything you wanna make it happen. Learn from the past, left the past.